The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
If you haven't seen the commissioning ceremony for the HMAS supply, it's worth a Google. For reasons that are yet to be fully explained, someone thought it was appropriate to have a scantily clad dance troupe twerk and gyrate in front of this brand new Royal Australian Navy warship, all while a collection of dignitaries looked on. It's the most cringeworthy thing to happen to a Navy, well, since this.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay.
But even Cher riding the cannon of the USS Missouri in her undies was less embarrassing than what happened to the HMAS supply. I've got to be honest, when I first saw the footage, I thought the whole thing was a prank played on the Navy, the kind of publicity stunt Amazon might pull to promote a new Borat movie. But as far as I can tell, the dance routine was legit. Now, I don't want to shame the dancers. They're the hapless victims in all of this, hired to do a job, and they did it to the best of their abilities. What we really need to focus on here is why they were hide in the first place, because I'm struggling to understand how anyone thought it was acceptable. The best bit about it was this dance troupe had a vaguely military uniform and is called the 101 Doll Squadron. Is it possible the person who booked them thought they were getting a marching band? Was the person who booked the troupe related to one of the dancers and thought they were doing them a favour? That's about the only way you could justify it, but that of course doesn't take into account just how inappropriate the whole thing was. But you know what? I'm grateful that someone made this absolute clanger of a mistake, because lately the lapses in judgment we've seen from those in power have been far from laughing matters. They've been horrible. They've been disgusting. They've been reprehensible. This one is just mind-numbingly silly, and it gave us all something to joke about.